going on, everybody? 10:44. Renegade's gonna need some Medicaid, ain't he? Let's talk about something safe. Y'all ever seen the movie The Man in the Iron Mask? You got a good twin and a bad twin, right? They grow up, and then they decide to switch out the good one, or the bad one with the good one that's been in a dungeon with an iron mask on his face his whole life. Kept hidden, right? The hidden one. Here's a good one for you. Mickey 17. Go watch that one. The new movie that just come out, Mickey 17, the 17th clone and the 18th clone. The 18th clone sacrifices himself from elite, white elite family, the Nazis. They are a representation of the Nazis if you go look. So the 18th, number 18, which represents R equals 18, sacrifices himself to save humanity from a Nazi regime that is trying to take a human race to another planet to take it over, right? Now, if you've ever heard me talk about cosmic disclosure, you'll hear me talk about how there was the elite families that was German that didn't want nothing to do with Hitler, and they re-engineered craft. They're the ones that was in Antarctica, right? And then once we got our hands on the tech that they had some mind-swapping technology and stuff. Once we got our hands on that, that's when they went off-planet. So all of that is tied into this, Operation High Jump, Operation High Jump, Project Paperclip, all that hints to this in Mickey 17. I find it pretty crazy that you got twins in Mickey 17 and you got twins in The Man in the Iron Mask, right? One good twin, one bad twin. Mickey 17 is a real good guy, right? He loves people. Then you've got Mickey 18, that's just crazy. Reminds me of Trump and Poppy.